Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's the toll-free call-in line brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 855-450-3733, the live Sunday edition. Kicking off the second hour with Mark.
And Stephanie.
You can call in, take control of the airwaves. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. At Free Talk Live, you can go find out more news about Free Talk Live, the stations we've added and awards we win and things that are going on with Free Talk Live. You can find out more at news.freetalklive.com. Something happened this week with our website. It had a catastrophe, and people were asking us all kinds of questions about it. These were people that weren't on the email update list at news.freetalklive.com.
Hey,
had
you,
they been, they would have known.
You want to know how many people listen to your show? Take away your show.
That's
and
right.
You'll find out.
We had a pretty good idea with the download numbers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. Let's go back to Colin calling from California.
Colin from California.
Colin, you were talking about nullifying bank debt?
Exactly. That's the only cure for the world's debt problem. You see it all around the globe. They hee and haw and talk about Greece. What are we going to do? We got a solution. We don't have a solution. We have a solution. We don't have a solution.
There's a lot of that.
Because it's mathematically impossible to pay off because the interest is not created at the time of the loan. It doesn't exist.
Now, I'd be really happy if governments sort of defaulted and, like, they couldn't get any credit from then on. You know what I mean? They could never borrow money again.
The rating's been
reduced.
Right.
But what the bankers are trying to do, they're trying to get you to default, and then they come in and loan all your country. They want to foreclose on your nation. They want to foreclose and lay claim to all your property, assets, and everything on money they created out of thin air, just like the mob money in the game.
But for Colin, for the individual doesn't have a nation. They have a house. And banks are getting lots of houses, and those houses are deteriorating at a rate that makes them worth less than the property that they sit on. They cost, in some cases, I mean, you know, like Detroit and Memphis, and places where they're selling houses for a buck.
The whole point is the bank created a loan out of credit, which is not money, which is not tangible money, which is paper that they have a license to counterfeit. You and I.
So, Colin, can I ask you a question, quick? I mean, are you okay with any kind of loaning? Like, let's say somebody had all the money necessary to make a loan to somebody else, and they made that loan, and then the person who got the loan paid it back with interest as they had agreed upon. Do you have a problem with that, or is it?
Okay, listen. If my uncle lent me $100 or $1,000 or $100,000, whatever, yes, that's money he earned. But the banks don't earn their money. They create their money.
It's true. I'm not going to dispute that for a second.
Yeah.
But my concern is that the banks themselves, they actually don't create the money. They're kind of, they're these
franchisees. They loan out more than they have, don't they? I mean, they
have
the fractional reserve.
Fractional reserve banking.
They have the ability
they
to do that.
They can leverage it out 10, the law says 10 times what they have on deposits. They can create out of thin air 10 times what they have on deposits. But now with the way things have gotten, they're up to 100 times what they have on deposit.
What they have on deposit with the Federal Reserve, and so
with
those
banks
become
themselves,
not
banks and the Fed.
But the banks get the money that they loan out through the Federal Reserve, so they're responsible for it, and that's what bothers me. Even though the banks, it's not the banks as much as it's the central bank that's the problem, and the banks, in order to do business, basically have to be franchisees of the central bank. And so, to me, what seems like the more moral solution than just saying I'm not going to pay back my bank loan because the Federal Reserve created money out of thin air is to say that I'm not going to do business with the Federal Reserve.
Okay, but look, in the meantime, now you've lost all your assets. You say I've been paying on my home for 20 years out of a 30-year mortgage.
Right.
I've been sweating for 20 freaking years paying my loan as a good little guy and thinking it's an honest deal. They lent me the money, and I'm not knowing that their money they lent me was on my signature. They created the money off of my signature. It didn't exist. They didn't work for it. They didn't earn it.
I don't get to keep my house by not paying for it either. I mean, they're still going to foreclose.
No, not legally, not because it's fraud. It's fraud because the interest is created.
They're going to go after you, man. I have seen people.
The interest does not exist. It's not monetized.
Agreed, Colin. I absolutely.
It's not in existence.
I get the moral argument you're making, but take a look at people who've done what you're talking about.
Yeah, they haven't. It hasn't ended well for them.
It's ended very well.
Some of them that are selling courses will tell you.
You're not digging deep enough on the internet and through law to find out. Okay,
can you give us some examples, Colin?
Yeah, look up what's called the Credit River decision. This was an early court case where when the guy brought it into the courtroom that the interest is not created and the bank created it out of thin air, therefore he could nullify the loan. It's called fraud. See, they don't have the money.
So, Colin, have you done this yourself?
No, I haven't done it myself yet, but I will in the future if it happens to me.
If what happens to you?
If they try and foreclose on my home because I can't make the payment.
So are you still paying it?
Run to the system. You guys got to fess up and start looking at reality and start digging. You guys are looking for a scapegoat here. Look, we got criminals.
What, us? We're just asking you some questions.
You guys are looking for ways out and act like it's a moral deal, like these bankers went and worked for the money they're lending you, and they don't.
No, we're not. I'm telling you they're being held responsible. These bankers at the local bank, if you go to the local bank where you live, or even, you know, one of the big banks that isn't part of the central bank system, that isn't part of the Federal Reserve system, if you look at that, they're held responsible for that money. I mean, that's all I'm saying.
They're all bankrupt. The Federal Reserve is the one backing all the Chase, Manhattan. They're all the big mega banks, too big to fail. Then they think, well, we screwed up and we can be reckless, and now you taxpayers got to pay for our mistakes.
That's what they do all along. You're right.
People.
It's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. But I don't think that one should go out and get themselves a bank loan with the intention of never paying it back. That feels wrong to me.
Such intention. It's when they, okay, look, when you.
That's all I want to make clear, look, Colin.
Okay, the Federal Reserve can either grow the economy or bust the economy at their will by either making money plentiful and easy to get or making it tight. They can pull the rug right out from underneath. How do you think these mega wealthy get rich? They boom the economy, then they pull the rug out, and then they collect and foreclose on all the assets.
I don't think the Federal Reserve can boom the economy when they want to. If they wanted to,
they've been trying to do that.
The housing boom was they'll give anybody who could fog a mirror a loan that didn't have to show proof of jobs.
They did try to create a lot more money after that with all these bailouts, and it didn't exactly, you know, cause a boom.
They're
creating money, and they're only giving it to the banks to bail the banks out to keep them solvent. But the rest of the economy can't get the loans today. That's why the economy's dying. Come on, you guys really need to come up to speed here.
No, listen. George Bush wanted the Republicans to win in
2008. I've been trying to ask you some questions, Colin, to understand what you're saying. I mean, I don't appreciate being told that I need to... I'm dumb.
Okay,
I don't need to come up
questions.
I have been.
So
I mean,
if George Bush wanted to keep the Republicans in office in 2008, why did he let the Federal Reserve? Why didn't he have the Federal Reserve boom the economy so that Republicans would get back in? I mean, wouldn't that be obvious? And the same question is for Barack Obama in 2012. I mean, the Democrats lost out in 2010, and. I mean, both of these sides want power. How come they're letting the evil bankers boom and bust the economy in order to make money when they could get back in office? I mean, these people want power, don't they?
Well, say that again exactly.
Okay.
What is your point here, Mark?
Okay. George Bush and the Republicans got voted out in 2000.
Another whore to the bankers. That's what they are. These are the presidents of whore to the bankers, Soros, but go on.
All right, hold the line. I'll get my question in here. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Mm-hmm. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am the G-M-S. Takes away everything you can get. Beat them on the hook with this affordable
debt. They call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. If you need, any kind of accounts receivable work done for your business, SACL CAI can handle it. They do accounts receivable. They do early out billing.
They are not an evil banker.
No, they are not. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
In fact, we know Jason Osborne personally, and he's very nice.
Evil doesn't seem like the right word to describe him.
No.
855-450-3733. We are talking to Colin, calling in from Colin from California, and we've had him on for quite some time here. And have another question here, Colin. You've been calling in about sort of bank defaults and that kind of thing, and I guess, you know, what you've made the claim is that the Federal Reserve has such control over the economy that they could bring it back any time if they wanted to, essentially. Is that about right?
Well, no, they can boom and bust it as they will, as they please. See, if you have enough money in circulation, the economy booms. If not, we starve.
Agreed.
Tighten the loans up and pull the loans out. Okay, the banks stop making loans. Everybody can't do business. That's what. Why do you think we have booms and busts? Haven't you ever just thought this in your mind?
Sure.
What makes the
I think I have a pretty good grasp on it, actually. I've done a little bit of studying into the area of Austrian economics, and I think I understand it a little bit. Because you can only pump so much money into a given economy before you start a hyperinflationary process.
Well, because when they make money available, credit cheap, then it causes malinvestment, and then eventually people realize the malinvestments are bad investments, and then they have to liquidate them, so there's the business cycle.
The whole thing about money is all we need is money for an exchange and to run commerce in our
society. It's a medium of exchange, yep.
But the bankers have sat there and monopolized it for their own gain is what I'm trying to drive.
I'm with you. I do not disagree with that.
Yeah.
Just because a juggler has balls doesn't mean that he can juggle them all the time is the point that I'm trying to make.
Exactly, and you're seeing them misjuggle them soon. You're seeing them having a hard time now. The globe.
Well, I want to say is that they can't juggle these balls. They just can't keep these things in the air the whole time. I want people to understand these guys aren't. They might be malicious masterminds in some way, shape, or form, but they're not all powerful. They make mistakes.
Yes, they are. Let me tell you something. I was a boy at 12 years old one day, and I was Friday night, and I got a dollar a week allowance from my dad, and I went to approach him, and he was sucking his Burgermeisters down, watching the nightly news, getting his brainwashing, right?
Okay.
And I said, and the news was talking about the national debt. And I'm 12 years old, and I looked at this, and I said, wait a minute, national debt? I said, who do we owe the money to, and who could possibly have enough money to become creditor to a nation like the United States?
That's a good question.
We're the most powerful nation in the world.
Good question.
And I asked Dad, I said, Dad, who do we owe the money to? And he said, we owe it to ourselves. As he swayed down his curvy, getting brainwashed.
That's what we all get told.
I actually had a very similar experience.
Yeah, we've all been told this. We owe it to ourselves.
And that sounds to me like, well, I can borrow from my left pocket, set fire to the interest that I charge myself, and then put the rest of my right pocket, and you'd call me a smart cookie. No, they'd put you in an insane asylum.
Yeah, I would really like to point out, the banking industry is a heavily state-connected and state-privileged one. Like, the government grants a lot of privileges to the banks, not limited to, bailouts and stuff like that, and the fractional reserve system. But, I'd like to see more openness in banking. I wish it was easier to get into the banking business, to become somebody who loans things, and they have to follow all these regulations.
Well, I want them to loan fair, honest money.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
If I give them their money, they give them my money for a period of time, then they can loan that money out and make money on it because they're keeping my money safe, and they'll give it back to me.
Let's get back to the elementary basics here. Just like the example I just showed you. Okay. Now, who could possibly become creditor to a nation, a gigantic nation like the United States or Israel or Greece, who could have enough money in their pocket to become a loaner to them? No one, unless they can counterfeit it.
Well, it's not really counterfeiting.
It is exactly counterfeit.
Well, it's created
out of nothing. If you and I do it,
it's not counterfeit. If the money has nothing behind it, then it's not really counterfeiting.
Well, it is backed by force, after all.
They're creating fake.
It's backed by the gun, that barrel of the gun. Exactly.
Yeah.
Nothing but. That's why it must be void and start from scratch. In other words, they get to counterfeit, and you and I do to go to prison, but they get to counterfeit the loans. If you don't pay, they get to claim it.
So, Colin, Colin, I hear that that's what you want to happen, but how do you think that we could go about making that happen? I mean, what do you propose?
Learning what we're discussing here. If this was common knowledge across every dinner table in the world, what would we do? We'd tell them to shove it where the sun don't shine, wouldn't we? But people are too stupid.
What about alternative currencies?
System, so they make sure you don't learn finance, true finance. I just can understand this.
Okay, I agree with what you're saying, but I have a little tip. You know, when you talk to people about this stuff, I don't think people really like to be called dumb.
Because they're brainwashed to think if they're experts, they know. Why do you think every show on television?
I don't think I'm an expert. I just don't appreciate being called
lawyers for 4 years to get you to trust them that they're experts. They're not experts. They're only experts in being a con man.
Well, I guess that's the plan.
One more thing. I did look up this Credit River decision. I want to know what Colin thinks of this. I looked it up, and one of the first links that I found on Wikipedia says that it was overruled a couple of other times by other court decisions. And
you don't think our courts are rigged?
Maybe they are, but it doesn't stop them from enforcing those decisions on people.
Yeah,
you know?
But see, the people need to wake up and learn that we've been overthrown. See, look, ever since the Civil War, we were overthrown then under Lincoln declaring national state of emergency. So there were operating outside the Constitution. The United States today is a corporation.
I've heard this theory before.
They don't need to follow the Constitution. They only pretend to follow the Constitution.
So I've heard this theory before.
They were assassinated before they could eliminate the state of emergency. We're operating under state of emergency. They create the law. They ignore the law as they please.
So you think that if some president, if we get the right guy in there, that he would somehow rescind the state of emergency?
It's up to us to learn what happened.
All right. Thanks for the call, Colin. Do appreciate it. 855-450-3733. The Alien and Sedition Act came around under John Adams's administration. He was the second president. It's not like they follow the Constitution a whole heck of a lot.
right.
Thomas Jefferson sent the Navy over to Tripoli with the Marines. I'm sure everybody's heard the song includes the word Tripoli in the first line, from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. He did that without a declaration of war. These guys, the people that are involved in the writing of the founding documents,
they don't care what it
says.
We're
breaking the founding documents.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. Your ideas, welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. This is SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. Call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. That's one of the things we do. 855-450-3733. It's Mark.
And Stephanie.
And we've been reading this article here about how to avoid paying taxes.
Yeah, fascinating. I like this article.
I think it's been very interesting. And this gentleman basically is advocating bringing down your income and living within your means as a method of avoiding paying taxes. And he says it has been very fulfilling for him. Have we gone through the article and completed it?
Well, there's a little more left, okay. But... You know, I think it's interesting, and I wonder if maybe, because he's really stressing in this article that he's doing everything by the books.
Okay.
You know, like, they couldn't get him if they wanted to, because everything he's doing is completely legal. And I just wonder, you know, if you kind of combine this strategy with also maybe making some agorist income, like, under the table or off the books or whatever, you know, could you have an even better lifestyle?
Well, he does mention trading work, one type of work for another.
Yes.
And I've got to say that that is income as far as they're concerned.
Yeah, they do have a section for barter and stuff like that, don't they?
The government wants, you know, wants as much of your money as they can get, and they'll call barter.
Aren't you supposed to report gifts as income?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
The kind of things that people don't do. Yeah. But, you know, whatever. Anyway, got Tom from Maryland here. Let's take Tom. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Good evening. I wanted to add a little bit to the last call. And I will say, right, I will say that, you know, he could have been maybe a little more polite.
he sounds passionate about what he believes.
Yes, very passionate.
And I am too, and I have called before, and Ian has noticed my my passion as well. Sometimes maybe it shows more than others, but I wanted to recommend to anyone who's interested, I happen to get a couple of things together before I got on the air, and one of them, I haven't read these in a number of years. You'll have to forgive me, but I do happen to have a two-volume set called The American Voters versus the Banking System, and it is written by Thomas Schaff. I believe those emerged around 15 years ago, something like
all right.
that. And I wanted to mention that if you folks don't have it there in front of you, it's only 7 pages long. They're not long pages either. I happen to have highlighted my copy of the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1933, I guess, the one that Roosevelt passed and didn't even know himself who wrote it. And there is some very interesting things, especially on, well, for instance, on the last page, it talks about, you know, it says circulating notes secured by deposits of bonds of the United States bearing the circulation privilege.
What does that mean?
And this is on page 7. So basically what they're saying is these circulating worthless notes, which they, prior to page 7, acknowledge what the gentleman just said. He is correct by saying the money we use is counterfeit.
It isn't by their own definitions. Counterfeit is a legal term. Counterfeit means to make a fake one. So, I mean, if I make something and I'm the, you know, the it's my intellectual property or whatever, I make it, then somebody else making one
fruit.
Like it, they would be making the counterfeit, whereas I make the originals. So I don't think that counterfeit's the right term to use with people. They essentially do the
what
same
about
thing
something like
that a counterfeiter
illegitimate?
Does.
Illegitimate
sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, and they also say that when the bankruptcy was declared, they say that their notes shall circulate alongside lawful money. So what they're acknowledging is that the already existing gold and silver money is lawful money, and we are now forcing you, because we have you by the balls.
Well, isn't it Moore's Law that says that good money, that bad money will drive out good money?
Because people
like,
hoard the goods.
If I have the choice of paying a handyman whom I owe $100 to, I could either give him 100 Federal Reserve notes, which is the, that's a greenback with Franklin's face on it, or I could give him about 3 ounces of silver. And I might say to myself, well, the silver is going to go up in value because they're creating more Federal Reserve notes. So what I want to do is I want to get rid of the Federal Reserve note and I want to keep the silver. And that's really how, Moore's Law works, is that bad money tends to drive good money out.
Mm-hmm. Well, another just, I don't want to take up your whole entire evening with this, but as I was saying, 7 pages. You need to have this. You really do, because in
okay.
Title 4...
Tell people what it is and where they can get it.
Huh?
Tell people what it is and where they can get it.
It is the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1933.
I'm sure it's online.
Public Laws of the 73rd Congress of the U.S. And it tells you in Title 4 whether such circulating notes are issued against the security of obligations of the United States. What are these obligations?
Well,
I happen to know what they mean by that.
Okay.
So what they mean by that is...
What do they mean?
What they mean by that is when you looked at maybe a IRS stamp after your check cleared, say you paid, you owed, and then you sent them a check paying the balance.
Okay.
And then you got that check returned. Years ago, it would say on there, U.S. obligations.
Okay.
That's indisputable. That is what it said. So what they're saying basically with the income tax is, you know, basically what they're ultimately saying is, just when you're born here and I'm in the nature, you've heard the birth certificate and registry thing is, your chattel property, and you are obligated to the creditors in bankruptcy.
Well, I agree with you that the federal government treats you as though you are property. They yes. believe that you're a livestock and a cow to be milked,
but
a cash cow
property?
To be milked.
Yes. But
that?
Whose property and why?
The Federal Reserve, the federal
property.
Government.
What's
they
that? Belong to someone else. Another right but, here in Title IV, it also says, shall be redeemable in lawful money of the United States on presentation at the U.S. Treasury or at the bank of issue, therefore to their worthless paper money.
Well, they're worthless paper money. If,
so
it's not worthless, by the way. I pay my house with it.
Because they have now taken over, is now the equivalent to what it's actually not equivalent to.
But it is equivalent to it because people will accept it happily.
Yes. They will accept it. And what previous caller was correct, I believe, because I have thought that something he did say, I thought that exactly and precisely, that
What's
he
that?
Said it is up to us to learn this fully.
But, you know, the people have been saying this. I mean, this theory isn't new. They've been saying it for decades.
It's actually not theory. It's right in front of my face.
I got you. But, you know, what I've heard here is that generally people are very, very upset when they're talking about this, and it doesn't motivate people to get involved. I think
I was about to say, I felt really disengaged from this whole conversation because I hear, like, kind of raised voices and...
Like,
yeah,
the pitch has to be better. That's all I'm saying here,
sure,
Tom.
Sure, but I think what is I'm looking at this, and it is not the it's not all that much like what you might call lawyer talk or legalese. It is kind of very plain.
But it's mixed in with the voodoo.
It's not really all that veiled.
Tom, it's mixed in with the voodoo.
It's not all that veiled.
Tom, it's mixed in with voodoo, and it's difficult to know which part is true and which part isn't. I mean, is the 14th Amendment of the United States turn the United States into a corporatist organization and, you know, wrest the control from the Freemasons and give it to the international banking cartel? Or was it in 1933 with under Roosevelt's administration when he confiscated the gold that the United States, in fact, went bankrupt? I mean, I've been told time and again, and I think it's getting confused.
We were taken off the gold standard in 71.
Thank you very much, Tom. 855-450.
Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
So So you're a maker of something. Wood crafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-3733. Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. And we've been talking about the great banking conspiracy here for but a few segments. But
I got an owl out back if you want to take it to the right. Bohemian Grove.
I need
sacrifice
to do,
it.
I need to do a little, getting rid of care or whatever, sacrificing some care myself. 855-450-3733. If you don't know what we're talking about, these are...
Nobody said lizard people. I was really surprised.
It's really not that common of a conspiracy. and I don't think a lot of this stuff is actually conspiracy theories. A lot of what they're talking about is true, but
yeah.
There's this sort of conspiracy-esque stuff that's mixed in, like, you know, where the United States went bankrupt in the 30s or when we went off the gold standard. Clearly, the United States currency has devalued since the early 70s, maybe it was 69, when Nixon, signed the pieces of paper that took us off, finally cut the last strings to the... the gold standard. There's no doubt about it. You look at that, there's no doubt. But as to when the United States ceased to be a republic and started to be a corporation owned by the banks or whatever, that's conspiracy theory stuff.
I really think this might be a little important to talk about because there are probably a lot of people who are listening who maybe want to communicate about those things. And to me, I'm just speaking from experience, personal experience, that's all I can say. But when I hear people start to yell in a conversation, I tend to sort of disengage a little bit, you know.
And then it's hard when you're passionate about something.
When I hear people start to say, "Well, I need to do something," they'll say, "You need to do research. You need to wake up. You need to." Usually, those are the two phrases that they say. And I don't know about you, Mark, but I don't particularly like it when people tell me what I need to do. You know, what are you going to do to me if I don't do that? It's like, I mean, and so then, of course, I disengage even more, and then they yell even harder and tell me I'm even stupider, and it
if
doesn't...
If your plan relies on other people doing something, your plan kind of stinks. Like, your plan has to be about what you do.
Yeah, well, I'd be interested to know what they, you know, like, what impact does this have on their life, on my life, You know, what could we do today to help ourselves all become freer? That's a question I'm really interested in. But the delivery is really important, you know, and I think it's important to say that because for some reason, like, there's this really common style of communicating about these things, and to me, it really drives me kind of further away. And it's a shame because I probably would agree with so much of what they're saying, you know?
One of the plans for making one freer is the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. And there's an article out from the Examiner at examiner.com that I think is really great. This is by Kevin Kervick, and he says the Free State Project is receiving a lot of attention in New Hampshire.
Now, I don't know Kevin Kervick, so he must be a non-Free Stater, outside observer.
And he's talking about this movement of getting 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to move to the state of New Hampshire. There are already 1,000 on board at this point. And he says, progressives don't trust Free Staters, as they're called, and many traditional conservatives don't quite know what to do with them. And I've heard, you know, the conservatives talking about drumming the Free Staters out of the state and all that kind of stuff, too. So, you know, it comes from both sides. Their story is fascinating and not unlike the stories of many groups that have intentionally migrated throughout the United States in search of a better life. Several months ago, in a meeting of human service professionals in Concord, a lobbyist addressed the group to warn them about libertarians whom he believed were working against the interests of the Guild.
The guild? Which guild?
The guild of, human service professionals.
What is that? Like human resources or?
No, government employees.
Oh, okay. I see.
You know, government social workers.
That wasn't clear to me, yeah.
The major concern these groups are advocating spending cuts in Concord that would affect their bottom lines. But, I mean, it would affect the bottom lines of the government agencies they work for, but lots of human service professionals are working for private organizations whom libertarians advocate giving money to. So, you know, I mean, it's one side. It's which hand are you going to put this money in is essentially what the question is. Later in the meeting, a woman approached this reporter, whom happens also to be a human services professional, to issue a warning about those scary Free State people that were coming to New Hampshire to take over the state. I believe in this particular report that she claimed that there were 16,000 in the state already.
I wish there were. Do you think there might be 16,000 people who are of a liberty mindset who don't identify themselves as Free Staters?
I'd say that some people don't even know it, are so misinformed on what a Free Stater is that they may identify as one and aren't one. I've had that happen in front of me.
I
know that were born in New Hampshire talking about being Free Staters. I'm not going to tell them they're not. If they want to call themselves that, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
She hoped to capitalize on a backlash against the libertarian energy that was currently driving the political agenda in Concord. I don't think there's much of a backlash going on. I suspect it'll be a pretty strongly libertarian year again in 2012. Comments are starting to emerge in newspaper articles, including this one from the Concord Monitor. He links to one there. They're expressing similar concerns about Free Staters and libertarians. People are apparently starting to speak out more vocally as the political tide has changed and the effects of fiscal austerity in Concord are starting to be experienced.
Wait, fiscal austerity? Really? Isn't austerity like cutting it back to the bone? I don't think that's going
right.
on.
I mean, at this point, all they've done is balance the budget.
Yeah, I mean, I know that they cut, like, a lot of those cuts affected hospitals, and that, I would say that maybe I wouldn't have chosen to cut that first. Like, that probably negatively affected a lot of people, you know? But I wouldn't say it's austerity at the same time. There's still a lot of money that the state is spending.
What is a hospital doing that it has to get money from the government?
Well, yeah, that's true. And I'm sure that they've become dependent on it over time.
But the rates that they charge, you'd think that they'd be able to run things on their own.
Well, a lot of people can't pay those, though. And so a lot of people are depending on Medicaid, Medicare, you know, and the states have some role. I don't really completely understand it, to be honest. But the states have some role in paying half of Medicaid, I think. I don't know exactly what the proportions are, but the state, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
In a special election last year, the opposition party was able to paint the candidate, who was a Free Stater, a highly qualified person, as a carpetbagger who did not belong in New Hampshire. The candidate was defeated. Most politicians that are here in the state, Democrat and Republican alike, weren't born here.
So yeah.
The idea that one not being born here has anything to do with anything doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, do you think that just sort of appeals to people's, like, nationalistic kind of...
I don't know. It's very interesting. But when I hear candidates run for office that are natives, they'll often say, I'm a fourth-generation New Hampshire, a Granite Stater.
Yeah, there you go. Good for you. You had absolutely no control over that.
Absolutely.
I mean, it doesn't mean a thing.
It means nothing.
Yeah.
As a and it's kind of, it, to some extent, it draws back to that Obama is a, you know, a Muslim, foreign-born Muslim argument that's out there is, you know, what I disagree with Obama on is what I disagree with Obama on, and I don't really care where he was born.
Yeah, that makes no difference at all.
I think that's kind of a silly argument. I mean, I get it. I get that it's the Constitution, but is this the only part of the Constitution that we're going to pay attention to?
Well, I think with people,
there's a lot of people that seem to care about that don't care about other aspects of the Constitution.
Well, yeah, and I think when people make that argument, it's more from the perspective of, he's not like us. You know, we don't want his kind around here.
It could be. I don't know. I mean, I can see why people extrapolate that from it, but other people are saying, well, this is a way to get him out of office. Of course, if you do get him out of office, who do you get as president? Joe Biden.
I guess, but have you ever heard people were like, Barack Hussein Obama?
That
you know?
Is, I think, definitely a way to vilify him as a foreigner or as a bad person.
Or as a Muslim. Like, and hasn't he spent, like, he spent a lot of time proving that he's Christian, you know, right, or whatever.
I could care less where he goes to church now.
No, yeah, me too.
I don't care whether he's Muslim or Christian.
It's his actions and what
he
does.
He's not acting like he believes in any religion of peace.
No.
So, going on, at a recent local taxpayer group meeting, a participant said that he believed that there are already 78 free staters in the New Hampshire House of Representatives. The number's actually 12. Which was an obvious exaggeration and may have been reflected insular thinking, the echo chamber that goes out there as you know, people begin to get some kind of you know, idea in their head as you know, some bad things happening, and they keep on yakking. So who are these Free State people and what do they want? Here's the mission statement of the Free State Project. It's as follows. The Free State Project is an agreement among 20,000 pro-liberty activists to move to New Hampshire, where they will exert the fullest practical effort toward the creation of a society at which the maximum role of government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. The success of the project would likely entail reductions in taxation and regulation, reforms at all levels of government to expand individual rights and free markets, and a restoration of constitutional federalism, demonstrating the benefits of liberty to the rest of the nation and the world. Their mission's clear. Liberty activists who've been marginalized in all the other parts of the United States are looking for a home.
Yeah, does that sound so scary?
And they wish to build a community that embodies libertarian principles. We'll go on this article shortly. 855-450-3733. And take your calls at 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
JaxDice.com.
Where you can buy, sell, or make a deal.
JaxDice.com.
Turn into the house of Bob.
JaxDice.com.
And what if you could watch ads and get paid for it?
JaxDice.com. JaxDice is
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.